For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. Mexico's president has said the magnitude of the earthquake that hit his country was 8.2, making it the biggest in the country in a century. So far, at least 9 people have been confirmed killed, all from areas on the Pacific coast. President Enrique Nieto said that major damage has been caused and the National Emergency Response System has been activated. Earlier reports said the epicenter of the quake was 165 kilometers west of the southern Chiapas state, not far from Guatemala. It was measured at a depth of 35 kilometers. Meanwhile, tsunami waves of 1 meter above the tidal level have been measured at several places off the country's Pacific coast. Chinese President Xi Jinping has reaffirmed China's commitment to a denuclearized Korean peninsula during talks with his French counterpart by phone. In their conversation, Xi Jinping reiterated China's support for the International Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, vowing to maintain peace and stability in Northeast Asia. He again noted the North Korean nuclear issue could be settled only through peaceful means and called on France to play a constructive role of a UN Security Council member. Emmanuel Macron said France attaches importance to China's role in the North Korean nuclear issue and is willing to enhance cooperation with China in this regard. The already high tensions on the Korean peninsula increased dramatically on Sunday after Pyongyang conducted its 6th nuclear test. The US president says military action against North Korea is not inevitable. During a joint news conference with a visiting Kuwaiti emir, Donald Trump also warned that while he would prefer not to use military force, such action against North Korea certainly could happen. Countries including China and Russia have all stated that the solution to the Korean Peninsula nuclear issue must be political, stressing that the consequences of military action are too horrific. The already high tensions on the Korean Peninsula increased dramatically on Sunday after Pyongyang conducted its 6th nuclear test, detonating a hydrogen bomb at a test site in the country's northeast. The air forces of China and Pakistan have begun a joint training exercise in China. The drill, Shaheen 6, involves fighters, bombers, and early warning aircraft from both sides. China will also dispatch surface-to-air missile and radar troops. The Shaheen joint training program was launched by the two countries' air forces in 2011. The central parity rate of the Chinese currency against the US dollar has strengthened to a nearly 16-month high. The rate of the yuan on Friday stands at 6.5032 against the US dollar, its strongest level since May last year. Experts say the strong RMB stems from China's solid economic fundamentals, stable cross-border capital flows, and balanced supply-demand in the forex market, while lingering concerns over the Korean Peninsula may limit the dollar's upside versus other major currencies. China's education ministry has said more than 70% of Chinese people can now speak Mandarin Chinese. This is up from 53% in 2000. Meanwhile, the ministry says Chinese has also become increasingly important as an international language, and the number of people learning Chinese around the world is growing. Standardized Mandarin was developed based on the dialect of Beijing. The Chinese authorities have promoted the use of the official language among people from ethnic minorities and those living in rural areas. The Japanese government has said it is not planning to review its 3 non-nuclear principles. Foreign Minister Taro Kono made the remarks after former Defense Minister Shigeru Ishiba controversially intimated on a TV show that seeking the protection of US nuclear weapons but not wanting them on Japanese soil was in some way contradictory. Kono reiterated that being under the US nuclear umbrella was all the protection the nation needed. Japan is the only country that has suffered atomic bombings. Since 1967, it has upheld the 3 principles of not possessing, not producing, and not allowing the introduction of nuclear weapons into the country. North Korea has completed the withdrawal of its military experts from Uganda. The last batch of 19 experts were part of a North Korean contingent tasked with training Ugandan troops. They were based at the 2 schools of the Ugandan Air Force. The withdrawal began after Uganda announced it was breaking military cooperation with the DPRK over its nuclear proliferation in May last year. The departure comes on the same day as the defense chiefs of Uganda and South Korea met in Kampala, during which both sides agreed their military cooperation was on course. WikiLeaks has released secret documents of a missile control system from the US Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA. The documents indicate that the microcontroller-based system, Project Protego, can be used to command the onboard missile launch system and perform air-to-air and air-to-ground operations. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.